சேஷாத்ரி சுவாமிகள் மகாசமாதி பை விஸ்வநாதன் அருணாச்சலம். ஐ வாஸ் கோயிங் த்ரூ பார்ட் ஃபைவ் ஆஃப் த ஆர்டிக்கல் இவ் ஓன்லி இட் வாஸ் சாட்விக் அப்பியரிங் இன் த மார்ச் ஏப்ரல் 2012 இஷ்யூ ஆஃப் த மகரிஷி அண்ட் தாட் ஐ ஷுட் ஷேர் த ஃபாலோயிங் ரிமினிஸ் ஃப்ரம் மை மதர் ராஜலட்சுமி ஹூ வாஸ் ரைஸ்ட் பை வேணுமால் த சிஸ்டர் ஆஃப் எச்எம்ஆர். In the second paragraph of the above-mentioned article, there is a reference to Seshadri Swamigal's place of living, and some doubts were raised as to whether he lived in cave on the hill. In this context, I would like to share some of my mother's childhood experiences about Seshadri Swamigal. My mother was living with her grandmother Venuammal in the first house on the northern end of Sanadhi Street, which is the street just facing the present chapel stand of Arunachala Temple. Seshadri Swamigal was living in the third house, which was the house of a Gurukul, a priest who performs puja in Arunachala Temple. In fact, there used to be a raised portion in the entrance of the house known as Thinnai in Tamil, and he used to stay on this raised portion. Just before Swamigal's Samadhi, on the 4th of January 1929, he was lying on the Thinnai motionless for 3 days due to illness. On the way to school, my mother used to pass Swamigal's house. She would prostrate to Swamigal and then only go to school. Even on the day of Seshadri Swamigal's Samadhi, my mother prostrated to Swamigal and went to school. In school, the headmaster, aware that my mother came from the vicinity of the house where Swamigal stayed, would inquire about his health during the last 3 days of his illness. On the day of his Samadhi, as soon as my mother reached school, the headmaster asked her about Swamigal, and later in the afternoon, the news spread that Swamigal had attained Samadhi. When the above incident took place, my mother was 9 years old. During the course of years, the house where Swamigal attained Samadhi has undergone many modifications. The front portion is now converted to a small shop. Swamigal's photo is hung on the wall in this shop. My mother told me an interesting event that took place on the day of the Samadhi of Seshadri Swamigal. She said that as soon as Swamigal attained Samadhi, his Brahmin devotees on Sanadhi Street were busy with the rituals associated with the death of the saint, reciting Vedic mantras and performing rituals to the body of Swamigal in the house where he attained Samadhi. At the same time, a group of non-Brahmin devotees of Seshadri Swamigal were waiting outside the house for an opportunity to take away the body of Swamigal and bury it with honors at an appropriate place of their choice. At one point, all of a sudden, the group trooped into the house where the Brahmins were performing the rituals and forcibly took away the body of Swamigal to be buried at the present Samadhi site next to Sri Ramanashramam. Bhagavan was known to be present when Seshadri Swamigal's body was buried, and due to his presence guidance, the rituals associated with the burial went off peacefully. Srimati Rajalakshmi and her son Viswanathan live in Chennai. Viswanathan visits his two daughters in Virginia almost every year. For more stories from Rajalakshmi, see the April and October 2008 issues of the Mountain Path Journal.